Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
You know, Kara, in the land of Facebook, there's this great graphic being passed around, and it's a quote by a gentleman. His name is David Hollis, and he says, "In the rush to return to normal, use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to."
Wow, I like that. And just a side note, in the world of Facebook...
Yes, I spend a lot of time there. Yeah. That's true. But in the rush to return to normal, use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to. And I love that. There's twofold in that, right? So one is that people do want things to go back to quote unquote normal. You hear it all the time. When is this going to end? When do we get back to our routine? This whole thing is disrupting the way that I see the world and the way that I'm interacting. The interesting thing is that so often we crave normal, even when normal isn't what we want. And so what I mean by that is that I think people want to rush back to certainty. I think people want to rush back to familiarity. That's a hard one for me to say.
Familiarity?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think people want to rush back to what they know because it creates a pattern, a ritual, or a rhythm about certainty that allows people to understand how to navigate the day.
Yeah. And you know what, Jen, if you think about it, I think all of this is about uncertainty, right? And because nobody knows. And the thing is that even the people who think they know, they don't know. You know, this is a classic example of that we're all building the plane while we're flying it. And it doesn't matter who you are because this is new, right? This is brand new. And granted, there are a lot of insanely smart people out there who can just give you like, okay, based on research and based on our expertise and based on this and based on that, they give you information. And the thing is that everybody's still looking for certainty and we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it right now. So it's understanding what are the things that for you can give you that sense of certainty. Because if you let that crazy train mind spin, you know, you'll go off on the what if train and it'll be like the runaway train at Disney World, right? And it's just going all over the place and you just don't know. So it's, you know, we talked about in our last podcast about grounded. So how do you be grounded in the face of uncertainty right now to create what you want to create for later?
Yeah, it's so interesting because uncertainty feels so uncomfortable for so many people. And basically, because we don't know how we're going to come out on the other side. It's a little bit about being attached to the outcome. Well, you know, can I handle this? What will happen? What if I'm stuck in this house with my family and I realize I don't even like them? Like, who knows, right? So we're not even sure at the end of the game how things are going to turn out. So with going back to this quote about using this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to, it's about doing an inventory of what's working and what's not. What do I want more of? What do I want less of? If I was to be okay with uncertainty, what would I risk? Like all those questions kind of come into play. And it's a really great time in our crash course of personal development to be able to look and do an inventory of life. And let's say there's something that you're tolerating in your life or even your client is tolerating in their life. And it's not that great, but it's not painful enough to leave. And sort of they go back and forth and they're pretty wishy-washy about it. It's what are they afraid if they make a change might actually happen, and then what feels uncomfortable about that.
You know what, Jen, I just thought of while you were talking, it made me think of what's your capacity for uncertainty? And I think that some people have a smaller capacity for uncertainty, while other people are like, all right, You just don't know. So I think it's about examining what's your capacity for that, right? And how could you perhaps expand that a little bit? Or if it's small for right now, it's understanding then, okay, here's where I am, and I'm getting security from a couple of the things that I actually do know. So it's about asking yourself what's really real right now. And if you could stay in right now, that's going to give you the most grounded feeling of certainty, right? Because so you're certain that you're going to watch Tiger King later. But but seriously though, right? It's understanding like you're in right now, in this moment, there's certainty for you. So focusing on what that certainty is that you have, and then being able to, like you talked about that quote later, it's understanding what do you want to return to at the end of this? Quite frankly, I don't need to return to Tiger King. However, like what's at the end? Like what is it that you want to let go of? What is it that you're learning about yourself right now? What is it that you're learning about life right now? And what are those things that you want to move forward? And this is a great time to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to let some stuff go. It's not really that important.
I love it. The other day we were in a coaching group and working with some coaches, and there was a client in the group, and she said she felt like everything was uncertain. She'd wake up with sort of not a lot of direction, a general sense of, oh my gosh, I'm feeling super uncertain. And the question I asked her was, what are three things you are 100% certain about? And that was the question she needed to calm herself, to be grounded in what's important, and to be able to ebb and flow and jive a little bit with more of the uncertain. So something to think about this week as you are looking at what's normal, do you want to return to normal, and what does normal really give you? All right, that's it, Kara.
Let's wrap it up, Barley.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.